rye bread.
Ah, ooh, spooky. Sounds like, what's that guy's name that did the Thriller thing? Not Michael Jackson, the other guy.
What?
What's the guy that did the...
Michael Jackson.
The guy was with it? The deep voice.
Michael Jackson?
Jesus Christ.
He had a deep voice.
No, he didn't. He had the highest voice ever.
He's got a deep voice now.
Welcome.
6 feet under.
Oh, boy. All right. He's above ground. They put him in a tomb. Locked away when the kids can't get to him.
And once a year, he comes out of his tomb hungry to feast.
On...
If zombies do come back, I'm going to try to find Michael so fast.
What's wrong?
It'll be the only zombie that's walking backwards and moonwalks down. Be like, that's him.
Like, it's the video that I get eaten.
Yeah. Oh my God, can you sign this? Ow, my arm.
Oh no, I was bit by Michael.
Yeah, what an honor. Truly an honor.
Oh man, I don't know who you were talking about though.
What's that guy's name?
Is it Vincent Price?
It is Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
I didn't think that Vincent Price had an especially deep voice, though, did he?
Yeah, he was super deep.
I thought it was a deep voice, and it was very iconic, and it sounded very like, ah, that sort of thing.
I mean, it's not very deep, though. You kind of went high on it.
All right, well, forget it. Welcome to another episode. 2 minutes in. We haven't even said the name of the show. Hold My Bread.
Eric said it.
Did you really?
I did. I opened it up with it.
I'm sorry. I was lost in your deep voice. Mm. All the blood rushed from my penis. I couldn't focus.
My God.
Oh, my God.
This podcast just got sexy.
Yeah, right? Boom, boom.
Oh. You're like a button.
Yeah. Sexy button. Welcome back. We're in Wall Street. We're here early. We don't really usually record this early, but
yeah, a lot of suits out there.
Yeah, a lot of suits.
Good-looking people.
A lot of good-looking people. A lot of money out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
I walked around. I was listening. Couldn't hear anything. No
tips. I saw a business guy. Mm-hmm. He was about 7 feet tall out there.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Well, yeah. Tall people generally are more successful.
He was a very tall business guy. He had an iPhone, but it looked like a tiny little phone, you know?
Mm. Oh, tall.
His big old hand.
So he had big hands.
Yeah.
It's weird you see a tall guy with small hands.
Yeah, it's usually not the case.
Sometimes you see it, though, and it's very strange.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How often do you see it?
Enough to notice it.
I don't think I've ever really noticed.
Oh, yeah. So next time you look, it's a cliche, but sometimes you see a tall guy, tiny hands, looks like a toddler in, a trench coat. Big tall guy, tiny little hands.
Huh.
That's why they're walking around all mad. I've got these tiny hands.
They're mad, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
You've studied tall people for so long.
Well,
I have no idea.
I'm one of them, so I get it.
You're not that tall.
I'm 6'1". That's pretty tall.
It's above average, but I wouldn't consider it tall.
Okay, look, I will admit that part of the tall community doesn't acknowledge me, but that doesn't mean I'm not tall.
What do you think considered tall is? I'm going to say 6'4" and above.
I was going to say 6'4".
Yeah.
That is giant. That's not tall. That's huge.
6'4" is not giant.
Yeah, 6'4" is when I go, that's a tall guy.
You see a 6'4" person once a day, guaranteed.
That's pretty big.
You don't see like a 6'10" person every day.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a rarity.
Yeah, God
forbid.
And
you see 6'1" all the time.
All right, well... Whatever.
You blend in and nobody cares about
you. Yeah, I know. I'll admit that. I don't even fit in, really, as a tall member.
And nobody sees Eric because he's so short.
Like an inch shorter than you.
They're always looking over his little head. Where's that deep voice coming from? Sounds like it's coming from below.
Oh, man. Yeah, walking around. It was fun. I walked over by the stock exchange. I stood outside.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was nice. It was cool just to see it.
It's
all
before.
Its glory. Yeah, but, it's nice to see it during the day. It looks beautiful during the day.
Mm.
The sun hits the money.
There's too many people down here during the day.
Yeah, there's way too many people.
It's busy. It's busy.
But they got a lot of work to do.
It's
sea people of red. Leave, people, there's a sea of red.
People are leaving now. Yeah, oof, not a bad, what a bad day. I bought that CRISPR last week or whatever, and the day I have the kiss of death. As soon as I bought it, it dropped a bunch.
Mm.
So
that should be your new tip. Whatever you buy, don't buy.
Exactly. That's what you should learn from this podcast.
Well, technically, I think it should be whatever Jeff Sheen texts us in a group chat and be like, this is going to be big. goes down because you were all over CRISPR. When it first came out, when it was first posted.
How much did it go down?
I think I'm down $15 on it right now.
It jumped quickly and then evened out and
then dropped.
You guys
didn't get out on the jump? That's what I was trying to say.
Oh,
the jump happened between the time that you texted and we responded, and then after that it was going down.
Oh, yeah. I'm down.
Yeah.
Ooh, my edit went down.
Mm-hmm.
12%.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the game.
Yeah, it's part of the game. It's just been a rough couple days, couple weeks. We, what can you do?
It is the worst week in more than 2 years on Wall Street. It's dropped to 1,100 points on the Dow because of all the trade war talk between China.
All these tariffs.
Yeah, the tariffs. That steel. He's doing tariffs. And the Chinese are going to start doing tariffs right now.
I know. They're poking he's poking that big Chinese bear.
Well, you know the Chinese, I was reading what they're going to target. So they're going to target like 128 different United States American products.
I saw that. What do you remember they were?
Let's see. Products, pork.
Pork.
Wine.
Sure.
Fruit.
Okay.
Steel.
Mm. All things the Chinese eat.
And then apparently one of the big ones is, but they haven't decided to do it yet or not, is soybeans. They might start taxing soybeans.
Do we get a lot of soybeans from China?
Apparently.
Damn. I thought we exported a lot of soybeans.
I don't know.
I think we're a big we're soybean.
I mean,
exporter.
I believe that. A lot of soy, a lot of corn in America. Amber waves of grain and all that.
So prepare for a little inflation? I'd say some inflation's coming. You know? Trade wars?
Trade Wars?
Trade Inflation. Wars.
I'd watch that show.
Prices are going up.
There's got to be a show called Trade Wars, right?
Got to be.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah, so the price of stuff going up. I don't know. What do you do in this situation? Do you just sit back?
I mean, you can't, scared money don't make money. Can't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
True.
Take advantage. Yeah. There's got to be a way to take advantage. There's always a way to make money. You just got to look at it at the right angle. I'm not looking at it at the right angle right now.
I would just try to stay away from these things that they're warring over. You know?
What they're fighting about.
I wouldn't touch steel.
Mm-mm. Not with a 10-inch steel pole, I wouldn't.
Wouldn't touch steel. Eric, you're laughing.
I'm laughing over the term warring over. Yep, they're going to be doing a lot of warring over those.
There's going to be some warring.
They're warring over a lot of
things.
There's
going to be some feuding.
Uh-huh. The great Warren Buffett knows what they're warring over. And he said, stay away.
Warren Buffett lost a bunch of money.
A lot of wealthy people did.
Yeah, $71 billion in market sell-off.
$71 billion, poof, gone.
Out your ass.
Yeah.
Out your ass and up mine, you know?
All this China talk.
China talk.
You know?
China talk sounds like an album that someone put out.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Did you see, speaking of Warren Buffett, did you see that he put out a statement? Billionaire Warren Buffett says doubling your net worth won't make you happier. That depends on your net worth. Am I right?
Yeah, if I'm worth $5,000 and I double it to $10,000, I'm probably happy.
Absolutely.
But yeah. You're done being happy with money when you hit.
I think it's like $75,000, $70,000, I think is the number that they say.
70 grand a year or something?
Yeah. After that, your happiness doesn't increase with every, dollar that you make.
Then you got to start looking for experiences, love, companionship.
That's
got to
be different in New York City, though, $70,000.
All right, we'll say 100.
Yeah, that seems like
then.
Nothing now.
Right, I'm just saying, I think they do like a study and they release this information like once a year just to make poor people, I guess, feel better about themselves.
100 grand
a year. It's not working.
Yeah, we still feel terrible about ourselves.
I feel worse now. I need 70,000. That's insane.
Yeah, well, then you just need, once you get that much, then you just got to start getting experiences.
I don't know. I'm going to cash in on this cold and make some voiceover money in the next 24 hours.
You could be the voice.
100,000 next 24 hours.
The new voice of Mucinex or whatever.
If you put your mind to it,
thank you.
It can happen.
Thank you, Jeff.
Of course.
See,
I'm glad we're no longer warring over each other.
I'm telling you, they're warring over, fruits.
You just call them fruits?
Fruit. I mean, China looks like they're going to do some tariffs on fruits and stuff.
God, I need my fruits.
I tell you.
How many people do you think in the United States won't even notice that the cost of fruit has gone up?
I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't notice. Pork, though, I'm like, what? You tell me this pork sandwich is going to be an extra dollar?
What do you mean this pork chop costs more?
Pork chops are going to skyrocket.
You better not touch my pork grinds.
Exactly.
That's for certain.
Oh, my God. Chicken steaks and all that, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, so.
Pork fried rice. Won't someone think of the rice?
Stay away from what they're warring over. Maybe wait. We'll see how low Facebook gets and maybe get in. Or unless you think Facebook's done.
Facebook sucks. I hate Facebook.
A lot of people are dumping Facebook. I mean, they have
been
for.
Hashtag delete Facebook.
A lot of people have been doing it for years.
I don't think enough people will get rid of it for it to matter, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Plus, Facebook has Instagram.
And apparently, they can mine your
Facebook.
Right. They can mine your data even if you don't have a Facebook account. That's what some of these stories were saying, anyway. If your friends have a Facebook account still, they can still gather information on you based off of your friend's profile.
Ah.
My God.
So, yeah, because Facebook has taken a dip. Zuckerberg, he sold off. almost a billion, over a billion
of his own of Facebook stock.
Yeah, of his own Facebook stock. So he knows something's coming.
Yeah.
So it's probably going to get worse when he's selling off that much of a chunk.
I was going to say, that means this big scandal, this is just the beginning of a wave that's about to crash.
Is anyone really surprised about this, though? I mean, hasn't people known that Facebook is mining our data for years? In fact, I just assume that almost everyone is taking data on me.
My grandma's taking data on me.
Everyone always jokes about it. Yeah, everyone always jokes about how they're... their phones are listening to them even when they're not on. I assume that everyone is listening at all times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except for this podcast. No one is listening to this podcast.
But, I mean, aren't people upset that they were mining the data and then giving it to this Cambridge Analytica firm that was then using it to, like...
target ads specifically.
And then just destabilize democracies almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Which is almost like a declaration of war on your country.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like
so. Then you're like, hey, you can mine my data to sell me shoes.
It's like treason.
But don't ruin my country.
Yeah, don't overthrow the government.
I mean, that's what people are mad about. I don't care. You can listen to me all day if you're like, hey, Jeff, heard you like polos. Check out this polo's on sale. Like that's great. I don't care. You can listen.
Sometimes
they're like, oh, looks like you like Bernie. He's bad. I'm like, how the heck do you know what my political views are?
Yeah.
And did I like Bernie? Maybe.
What?
I might have been a Sanders guy. a white man in his early 30s like Bernie Sanders? Yeah. Who would have guessed?
Yeah, damn, how did he lose? Unbelievable. He thought, I could have sworn he had it in the bag. Yeah, I don't like that. But sometimes it's nice to get a targeted ad because I'm like, oh, that is something I would be interested in. And then I buy it.
I see shoes pop up because I've been looking at shoes online.
Sometimes ads, though, are very disrespectful. I don't appreciate some things where I'm like, fuck you. I don't like this.
Like what?
I don't know.
I've been disrespected you?
I don't know. I just sometimes you get ads where it's like
McDonald's or something. Like, hey, fat boy, stop coming here. Is that an ad?
Hi, Matt. We'll see you at noon, fat boy.
Fat boy. Hey, Matt, come get another bacon sandwich, piece of garbage.
Come on, bitch tits. We know you got it. Come get it.
You're like, these are specific ads.
Yeah. How do they get my phone number?
I just bought this sandwich.
They just get a phone call. I answer it. Hello. They're like, you come to McDonald's? It's like, I guess so.
Yeah, come back. You forgot your hash brown, fatty.
Yeah. No. It's like you ever look at porno and then the porno suggests a porno.
A porno.
Sure, yeah, the old porno. I've heard. I've heard of them.
You boys never look at porno?
Sure.
And the porno site will suggest something to you. Okay. And you're like, it's like you don't even know me at all. Like, what are you suggesting this for?
Oh, like another video to watch.
Yeah, I'm not trying to watch these dudes stick their dicks in pinatas or something. Like, this isn't for me. Who do you think I am?
Well, it's kind of related to the search. That's just like search optimization. Like they're trying to.
Yeah, they're just following your
algorithm. Yeah, Matt, what are you searching?
Ponies.
You're leading it down this path.
No, I'm not.
It's just taking a few extra steps.
You just keep searching fucking pinatas. He's like, why do I keep getting these videos of guys fucking pinatas?
Now they're suggesting pinatas. All the time. I looked at it once.
Yeah, you look at one thing one time, they pigeonhole you, I don't like that about these ads. But Facebook, fuck Facebook. If it wasn't for stand-up comedy, I wouldn't have one. I don't think we'd need it. Right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah, I mean, Facebook's not, it's not going to go anywhere. Because like I said, they also own Instagram. And Instagram, Facebook is shrinking, Instagram is growing.
You're not going to get on this Vero? Have you seen this?
It sounds stupid, no.
It's like nobody's using it, I don't think.
I haven't heard of it.
I got it. I don't know why.
Vero?
Yeah.
What's it do?
I don't know. It's like everything you can post videos and links and photos and statuses and you can share your music and stuff. It's like an app. I have it on my phone. But
do the kids like it?
I think it's supposed to be the hot new thing.
Are the kids using it?
I mean, my ear's not to the ground of what the kids like necessarily.
Well,
if the kids are using it, then I'd say dump Facebook, maybe get it on a Vero.
I mean, I'm on it. So.
I would assume that Vero is cool based on the fact that none of us know what it is.
I'm on it, baby. I've been on it for a while.
You're 19.
How do you spell it?
V-E-R-O. And there's a thing I saw that said if you sign up for it now, eventually they're going to charge for it. And if you sign up now, you get it free for life. So
they're going to charge?
So I signed up now so that if they do charge, it does take off.
They say that every few years about Facebook or whatever, that they're going to start charging for it or Instagram or any of these.
No, I mean, they listen and they use targeted ads. That's why it's free and we use it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vero. Yeah, if you have to pay for it, no one's going to use it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, nobody's using it right now, so who cares? But
But if the kids like it.
Did you see?
You got to see what the kids are doing, Maddie.
I'm trying.
Study the kids.
I'm trying to watch these kids.
You got to go to the school. Get out your binoculars.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing? I'm just trying to look at their phones, see what social media they're on.
Yeah. Why are you looking at the swings? That's like, they keep moving. I can't see.
I'm trying to zoom in on those phones.
Exactly.
Is that Vero they're using?
Exactly. Venmo? Vero?
I'm just trying to invest in the next big thing.
Did you see Uber's? Uber is in trouble with their self-driving car killed someone.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
There was a crash and a death.
Yeah, a woman was hit and killed overnight by an Uber self-driving truck car when walking across the streets in Tempe, Arizona.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Yikes.
Yeah, not ideal.
That is going to slow down self-driving cars.
Did you think it hit her and just kept going?
I don't know.
Did she just watch it drive away?
What? She watched it drive away?
I'm asking.
She died, Matt.
I'm sorry, she didn't see it drive away. So she didn't get its license plate.
No, it killed her. Matthew.
Okay.
Trying to make jokes on this poor
woman. It's a comedy podcast. Jesus.
And you're bringing up a murder by a
machine. It's not a murder.
It was a murder.
It's an accident.
It was a murder.
That car didn't go after her.
You know who? I bet.
Know that.
I bet GM hacked it.
Uh-oh.
And they're like, no one's going to hit.
You know why he's bringing this up?
What?
He's trying to shit on Uber because he wants to talk about Elon Musk's self-driving car. He's trying to bring it back.
I wasn't bringing up Elon. I haven't brought up Elon Musk in like 3 episodes.
Was that your plan?
No, that wasn't my plan. I was just bringing up this because Uber fucking sucks.
Uber's okay.
Nah, they suck.
They're fine.
They suck.
I don't use Lyft or Uber. I use Vero.
Ah, very nice.
Do you not use Lyft or Uber?
I do use both of them.
I use Lyft. I don't use Uber.
I use Lyft. I don't really use Uber anymore.
Yeah. Why not? Because they're...
I don't know. I think I was probably one of the people. I think
did
I did delete. Yeah, I got mad.
Yep. Got mad. You know, their prices are lower than Lyft right now.
Yeah, I know. I'll reinstall.
Yeah, that's because their vehicles are out there killing people.
Everyone's like, screw Uber, get rid of it. They're like, a few months went by. It's like, well, I mean,
they're
a little bit cheaper than
Lyft. Hey, look, if Uber's self-driving cars kill one person every, what? Every
year.
Every year. But I get like really cheap rates. That's a risk I'm willing to take.
Yeah. And plus, if you think about it, if their auto cars kill one person a year, people driving kill thousands a year.
Right.
True.
So the numbers are still very, very there's great numbers.
True.
I'd sacrifice, you know, one person a year. We have to throw them in a volcano.
We've been around, comedians who drive, and you look at them and you're like, oh shit, you're going to drive?
Yeah. I've seen people on, you know, they're just be driving, they're on Facebook. They just pull it down below the dash to hide it.
And they're also drunk and on all sorts of different substances.
True.
So
they
give
are.
Me an auto car that may hit you.
An auto car!
Auto car.
Fetch
assemble.
Me an auto car. Well, I want to be morbid, but we have another. Did you guys.
Was another one?
Yeah, another death by vehicle. Fiat Chrysler has reached a settlement with Anton Yelchin. Do you guys hear that story? Anton Yelchin got, he was, in 2015, he was killed by his own car. He got run over by his own car.
What?
See that? He got out of his truck and the Jeep shifted into gear and it backed over him. And they just reached a settlement.
That was a ghost.
A ghost back
there. Yeah, it was a ghost. A ghost got that car and
killed
him.
They reached a settlement, so
apparently. They're blaming it on the car? That guy wronged somebody's spirit.
No. The article said...
it was an angry lover.
There were like,
yeah. That guy probably killed somebody. No, he murdered him. And that was their vengeance.
Yelchin's Jeep was one of 1.1 million vehicles that Fiat Chrysler recalled. So there's 1.1 million ghosts out there trying to run people over?
No, this is the one. This is somebody getting vengeance from, you murdered
Anton
me.
Yelchin was a good actor. He was good. He was in Star Trek.
That's who that was.
Yeah. Yeah, real shame. So, Chrysler Fiat, you done fucked up, bud.
So Chrysler is the reason that our Star Treks are all out of whack now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's true.
Now I gotta shift my belief.
He was 27 when he died.
He's a young guy. He's handsome, too.
He was a good-looking man. Good actor, too.
Mm-hmm. He was in that the Charlie movie.
Charlie.
You know?
Mm-mm.
Charlie something? Was it Charlie?
Charlie's Angels?
No.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
Charlie.
It's like he's in school. He's this young kid, but he's like charismatic and like fun.
I don't know.
You know?
Sorry, Charlie.
All right, never mind. We'll never know.
Either way, yeah. So, Chrysler Fiat. But,
so they just finally. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that was a,
the thing I saw said that they didn't disclose how much they settled for, but the family's gonna donate the money. I think is what I saw. They're gonna donate their money to some fund or something. Yeah, The Anton Yelchin Foundation.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're going to donate it to Cars for Kids.
It will also help fund a documentary about Yelchin's life. So.
Ah.
K-A-R-S Cars for Kids.
He's getting a documentary about his life?
Mm-hmm.
Eh. You know. I don't know.
Well, you know.
He's a bit young to have a documentary about his life, right? He's 27.
You don't know what kind of life he's lived.
I'd rather see a documentary about that car. Why is that car so full of rage? Why does it want to kill?
Who molested that car?
Yeah. What happened to that car?
Hmm? Maybe that car and the Uber car are planning something.
Oh, you know.
Sentience.
I don't like where any of this is headed.
All right. Well, whatever.
Well, Toys R Us, so did you see this? Toys R Us is pretty much done. But I guess some people want to save Toys R Us, so they started like a GoFundMe for Toys R Us.
That's a real shame.
It raised like $200 million.
What the fuck?
Who gives a shit about Toys R Us?
Yeah, yeah, Toys R Us. Here's the thing: is like Amazon is like the big baller now. They're in charge. That used to be Toys R Us. Toys R Us used to be the big monopoly, putting out little stores out of business, right?
Yeah.
That's so now people are like that's amazing to me that people are like in love with this Toys R Us.
Well, it's all is it a bunch of like millennial turds being like nostalgia, save it.
I don't know.
That's probably what it is.
Well, the goal was like a billion, so they didn't reach that.
They wanted to give Toys R Us $1 billion.
Yeah.
Can you believe they killed that man?
Some massive company.
Are you talking about the Toys R Us owner?
Yeah, they killed him.
Yeah, he died a week after
bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
A week after it was announced that Toys R Us is going to close down all its U.S. operations, Charles Lazarus died.
Another Charlie.
Don't you worry, he'll come back.
He was 94. He was going to die anyway. It's not like this broke his heart. I mean,
he was going to
die probably this month anyway.
It's like when old couples, like when the wife dies and the husband slowly dies like a few weeks later.
Yeah.
They were meant to. That's him in Toys R Us.
Yeah.
He goes like, my beloved is, I have nothing worth living.
My life's work.
Gone.
My life's work.
Toys R Us, I'm coming home.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They put him in a box and they vacuum sealed it. With him and all of his accessories.
I don't even think, even as a kid, I'd even really go to Toys R Us. I think I went there once.
I loved going to Toys R Us. My grandma would take me and it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun.
It was just a big toy store, right?
Yeah. What's that doesn't
bikes
sound...
Bikes to trains can't deal with the pain. Sorry, I'm just going on a little song here.
Was that the song of the Toys R Us?
That's part of the Toys R Us song, yeah.
Their leader, their mascot was a Jeff.
Ooh, yeah,
that's true.
He was technically a Jeffrey.
He also had a very long neck. Maybe you wouldn't be an inch taller than me without that gigantic neck.
You're lucky we're sitting down. I can't see how short you are.
It's just a pair of eyes.
Oh, man, I enjoyed that. That's fun. That is fun. Yeah, I saw that. Lazarus is his last name, huh? I didn't know that.
He'll be back.
He'll be back in a couple days.
Get it?
Because he's...
Yeah, it's biblical.
Huh?
Straight from the tomb.
Yeah.
From the womb to the tomb. I love toys, boys.
Anyway, what else is happening? What do you guess?
I don't know. I'm still waiting for my gold. MU is coming up. It was up above 60. MU, I think they make processors. AMD fucking sucks still.
Yeah.
Yeah, they fuck and suck. So that's not cool.
Mm.
But I got nothing as far as stocks. I've been out of the loop a little bit on finance lately.
Why is that?
Just got a lot of. I had a lot of shows. Was out of town for a little bit. You know how it gets. You know how it be. But.
Oh, we should mention our show coming up on Thursday.
Yes,
oh,
Thursday, yeah. The 29th, 9 o'clock, Velvet Room in Brooklyn. Please, sorry, got a little choked up about it.
Got a little emotional.
Yeah, got a little emotional.
Please, please come.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. We have a great lineup, a lot of funny comedians. It'll be fun. I'm excited. I'm excited to smoke a cigar.
Oh, yeah, we'll smoke cigars. We'll have fun.
Yeah.
And
we'll shake your hands and kiss your babies.
I already sound like I've been smoking cigars for the past 20 years.
Yeah, you're getting warmed up, practicing.
Yeah, so we'll come if you listen to the pod. Let's talk cash.
Yeah, listen to the pod.
Oh, Dropbox.
I saw that.
Oh, I was thinking about buying it on getting it on Dropbox, but I feel like there's so many other file sharing services out there. Like Microsoft has one, I think they have their own thing. Google has their own thing. I know Dropbox is probably one of the more popular, and it seems to be the most reliable, the one people use the most.
Yeah, people use Dropbox a lot.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's too late to get in on that, or I don't know if it's worth it.
Closed at $28.48 a share, $28.
Up from $21.
Yeah?
That's what it opened at.
Opened at $21 and closed at $28. It'll probably go down. I bet it'll probably even out at about $24, $25.
Yeah, I feel like there's like an initial offering. Isn't there always like a little bit of a
There's always a big bump.
A little bit of a bump, yeah. Did anyone see Spotify? What is Spotify? Because we talked about them opening up their IPO finally.
Spotify opened up their IPO?
I think so, or at least they were going to. I think we talked about it a couple episodes back.
So then there's Spotify, and then, you know, there's a rule that would ban bump stocks. So there you go, Eric.
You're right. All those bump stocks that I own.
Yeah, sell your bump stocks.
This is the only reason I agreed to come onto this podcast is I thought we were going to talk bump stocks. Come on, man. We're almost 20 episodes in. We haven't talked about bump stocks yet.
I thought we were supposed to spend an hour a week talking about bump stocks.
Actually, we've done more than 20 episodes, haven't we?
This is like episode 23, I think. 24?
Yeah. Is it really?
Yeah.
Hey,
we're really cranking them out.
Yeah, we're cranking them out. Did you get some? Did you get some followers? Some trade followers, Eric?
I don't know. I haven't even really checked.
Me and Maddie got a couple.
Yeah, we got a couple. I got a couple beefy stock bros following my Instagram.
Trading tricks followed me.
Yeah.
And then Stu.
Shout out to Stu.
Disturbed Stu.
Disturbed Stu. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Man, he's gonna know undoubtedly love all the death in this episode.
Yep. He's a builder of rocket ships, a trader, dad. Entertainer.
Oh boy. Entertainer, last thing, huh?
Disturbs too.
All right.
Trader was in there.
You guys got your
and a dad.
And a dad.
Hey, who's your dad? Oh, Disturbed Stew.
Oh, just Disturbed Stew.
He's a very distant father. He spent so much time building rocket ships that we hardly saw him.
And listening to Disturbed.
Yeah.
Ooh, wah.
Down with the sickness. You motherfucker.
Dad, read me a story.
Not until the drop hits.
Yeah, wait for it.
Wait. How could you listen to a story at this time?
Wow.
Can you imagine? Some people have that as their alarm when they wake up. They just lay in bed and they just wake up to wah.
No.
Wah.
Disturbed. What a band.
What a band. It's like Slipknot. Remember them?
Slipknot had a little more artistry to it.
Okay, all right. How do you figure?
Well, I mean, I'll agree in the sense that Disturbed, that's pretty much what they're known for, is that little sound. I don't really know any of their songs. Slipknot.
What about Slipknot?
I don't know, what sound did they make?
Slipknot had like a band of like nine, it was like nine guys, and they had these masks and stuff. It was very theatrical.
Oh, okay.
This guy just had like a piercing coming out of his chin, and you go, wah! And you know, that was it.
At least you know that about him. You don't even know what sound Slipknot makes.
Because they were just too busy jamming.
Okay, too busy jamming to make sense.
They're a jam band.
It was about the music for Slipknot.
Yeah. Slipknot was about the music.
Music and masks.
Yeah.
That's what they love.
That's what they would
do. That's where their passions lie.
Oh, boy.
I had something I was going to... Oh, did you guys do your taxes yet?
No.
No, I haven't either.
No, I have not. I do not want to. I'm nervous.
Ooh, you think you're going to have to pay?
I'm probably going to pay.
I'm gonna get those
1099 gigs.
Yeah, the IRS always coming for me.
Yeah, they got your number.
Goddamn, you know.
They're not
taxes.
Really coming for you. You just have to pay your taxes. If you don't pay taxes,
that's when they're coming.
You know, that's why I want. I'm sick of this big government. You know, I always gotta. Oh, I gotta give the IRS a big chunk of my money.
Keep your hand out of my cookie jar.
Yeah, keep your money. You know, what do you think about that, Eric? Huh?
I don't enjoy paying taxes.
Yeah, but you love it, you liberal son of a bitch.
Eric loves
bigger government. Tell me what to do, government.
Eric loves paying for schools. He loves paying for roads.
Yeah, Eric wakes up every morning, emails the government, "How should I do my day, government?"
Yeah. What should I have for breakfast today? How should I make my eggs?
I'm over here fighting for freedom.
That's why I don't care that they're listening to me. They got my best interest at heart.
Amazing. Yeah, I haven't done them either. I don't think I'm going to have to pay. I might get a little money. I need some money.
You'll get money back, I'm sure.
Yeah,
you're in poverty.
I'm poor as shit.
Yeah, you're a poverty guy.
Yeah, I'm a poverty man.
That's what they call you, old poverty Bacchus.
Old poverty man.
Yeah,
that's my superhero. What's that? It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a man walking slowly with his head down. Poverty man.
He can spot a quarter from a mile away. There's a quarter on the ground.
Well, I think it's a $5 bill.
Able to bounce many checks.
Able to bounce checks in a single bound. Man. Remember when you used to be able to write bad checks? I mean, I don't because I'm not old as shit, but, you know, back in the day, you could write a bad check.
You can still write a bad check.
Yeah, checks still exist.
Yeah, they can get rid of checks.
What?
Yeah.
Does the government know about this?
Yeah, you can still write. I have a checkbook.
Checks still exist? Well, I gotta get on Vero and tell all my friends about this.
Yeah.
Wow. I used Venmo for everything.
You hip turd.
Venmo and, I don't know. Instagram had a new thing that lets you shop, which is annoying.
Oh, yeah? You can shop now?
Yeah, thank
Ooh.
God. Wow, it's even easier for me to lose my money.
That's actually, like, a good thing. Actually, a good idea, you know, because there's always ads and stuff. Like, I'll see Instagram will add, like, the shoes, and if you can just click and buy on Instagram, Instagram owned by Facebook. So maybe wait for this dip a little bit more and then get back in, because it's going to keep going up. Facebook may die out, but Instagram probably going to get even stronger.
I mean, I love Instagram.
Yeah,
Instagram's
see?
Instagram's fun as hell.
Yeah, you hated Facebook, but you're still with the same company. You didn't leave, baby. You're still with him.
I'm in bed.
You're still with Zuckerberg.
I got 1 foot in the bed and 1 foot on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everyone's talking about delete Facebook. You're still with Zuckerberg. You're still holding his hand.
All right.
He's still coddling you. Like, you're still with me, baby.
You're still suckling on his teat.
Yeah, you're still with the Zuckerberg teat.
Yeah, you know. He's got one foot on the throttle or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm broke as hell, so come to the show. If you got some tips, email us some hot tips on how to make me some money. Or if you're a hot older woman and you'd like to take care of a young, supple boy, I can be that boy. Or man. I mean, stop looking at me. I was walking around Wall Street just looking like, whose man can I be? Turns out no one's.
I like how you switched it to man.
Yeah.
You got uncomfortable
boy,
with
man.
Our staring.
I don't get comfortable with
it. It's fine. You're a boy.
Yeah.
You're a curious little boy who searches things like dick pinatas.
Yeah. Hey. You're a poverty boy.
You guys are two dry, ashy old men. So I'll be a young, supple boy. You can be dusty old man. I don't care.
Yep.
we'll see. Eric's sounds like he's been working in a mine without a mask for fucking years.
All right. Well, is that the app?
That's it. Let's get it out of here.
All right. Let's get out of here.
One
I'm
more time,
hungry.
Thursday at Velvet in Brooklyn, 9 p.m. Come out for the show.
Yeah, please come. It'll be fun. If it goes well, we'll do more of them. We got a really great lineup set up, so it should be a fun show.
Yeah.
Should be a fun show.
And I'll be in Buffalo tomorrow.
Are you really?
At Rob's Comedy Caravan.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Cool. Yeah, I guess that's it. Follow us on Instagram, HoldMyBread, HoldMyBread@gmail.com. Send us some emails. I appreciate your emails every time I get one. Yeah.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Good night.